Blog Talk Radio.
How I do it, oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh, so pleasing. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now,
So today's word of the day is, let's grab this, Titanic. Titanic is today's word of the day. And Titanic is an adjective, and it means having great magnitude, force, or power. Colossal. And, you know, you guys know Titanic from, like, the movie Titanic. The movie Titanic was about a ship, a cruise ship, right? And that cruise ship was, you know, huge, colossal, right? And it had great power, right? But it went down, right? It went down. And, I mean, it's not funny. It was sad to see so many people die, but that is the Titanic. So that's our word of the day. Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in again and comment on today's show. I know I'm gonna be bombarded with this, and I don't care. But the reason I'm doing this show is to, I want to kind of put the word out that, okay, so we're going to do this. Today's episode is entitled, Should the Atlanta Falcons Entertain Bringing Michael Vick Back to the Team? Okay? And the reason I say this, and the reason I want to put this out, is because, for one, I don't think, now, I'm not sure, but I don't think, I guess I should have looked this up before I jumped on the show, but I did have to jump on the show. But I don't think that Michael Vick has a team right now. He's not in anyone's camp. Okay? So, no one's knocking on his door. No one's ringing his phone asking him to come to camp. No one's offering him money to play, as far as I know. So, I think that Michael Vick should be vindicated by bringing him back home to Atlanta, where he started his career, and giving him another chance. Now, I can't say that I would bring him in and have him compete for the starting job as quarterback. No, I don't think that would happen, okay? I don't think that is fair, okay? You know, I believe that if someone comes into camp and plays better than you and you're the starter, hey, we put the best product on the field, right? But what I am saying is, let's give him another chance. And what would be better than bringing Michael Vick back to Atlanta? What would create a huge buzz in the city of Atlanta by bringing back Michael Vick? That would create a huge buzz in the city of Atlanta. I guarantee you, and I'll put money out on the table for this, that if we announce tomorrow that Michael Vick was in camp for the Falcons, I guarantee you, ticket sales would go out the roof. Ticket sales would go out the roof. Okay? Jersey sales would go out the roof. And what's more important to an organization, an owner, as to have butts in the seats? I mean, there's nothing more important to an owner than to have butts in the seats at his games, right? There's nothing more important than that. That's money in the bank. Okay? And if we brought Michael Vick in, that would also, I think, create a buzz over the shoulder of our quarterback that we have right now. Okay? I think he'd try to play a lot better than he's playing if he knew that Michael Vick was standing in his shadow waiting for him to screw up. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show where you guys can call in and let's talk. Now, I do have a new feature on my show where you can dial out and call people. Now, I'm thinking about dialing out and calling a friend of mine, asking him his opinion of this. But is a big word. But I don't want him to say something inappropriate because he doesn't know that I'm calling him for his opinion, right? So I'm not gonna do that today. I want to have that already set up and do that as a part of the show one day. But regardless of that, let's bring Michael Vick back. Let's get him back in Atlanta. Okay, he made a mistake, and he, you know, did a dog fighting. Okay, now people fight dogs all the time. People fight chickens all the time, right? But what happened with Vick is he took his dogs across state lines to fight. Once you cross state lines to fight, then that turns into a federal case. And that's what got him into that huge trouble, okay? If he had just been fighting his dog locally, whatever, then it just would have been a state, local matter. And he probably wouldn't have spent that much time in jail, if any, okay? Now, here's my thing. Here's my plea to Michael Vick. This may be too late or whatever. I don't care. But Michael Vick should have come out. See, when someone catches you in something, okay, say the police, when the police catch you in a crime, you know, not physically catch you there, but they, you know, you did a crime, and then you're at home, and you're out, you know, you say you robbed somebody, armed robbery, your store. You're at home, and you're counting the money. Ah, man, I got $2,000, yeah. And the police knock on your door. Now, you've been caught, right? Because you know you did it. The feds came in and was questioning and was asking him if this was his problem, then I think that was the time when he should have come forward and said, yeah, that's me. I've been the ringleader of these dog fights, okay? I'm the mastermind of my dogs, you know, fighting across state lines, okay? Now, he didn't. He said he wasn't doing that, which he wasn't physically doing that. His cousins were doing it. But, okay, so if I were him, now they found out. Now go ahead and admit it. America is the most forgiving nation in the world. So if you did something wrong, come forward. Once they catch you, once they come to you and say, hey, did you do this? And you know you did it. You got to come clean. Okay? And that's what the owner of the Falcons is so torn up about, is that Michael Vick did not come to him clean. He lied to him about fighting dogs. He said that he wasn't the one who was fighting dogs. All right? But if he had come clean and said, yeah, that's me, and if he would have come out in his press conference and apologize. Apologize. I'm sorry I did it. It's happened now. But I'm sorry I did it. I did it. Whatever the penalty is that you guys want to do, do it. I'll donate money to whatever, and I'll donate some time, whatever. Okay? Plead. I mean, plead to the people. And at that point, I don't think that it would have been such a huge problem for him as far as time in jail. He spent 3 years in jail. Okay? So that was the downfall of Michael Vick. But now, I believe that he still has maybe 2 more years of football in him. I mean, I can't think of any other quarterback in the NFL who's faster than Michael Vick. And no quarterback in the NFL that's faster than Michael Vick right now. I think he can go up against some of these rookies, like the guy from Oregon, the Mariota or whatever. I think he can go up against Mariota, the guy from the other little guy from Alabama. I forgot his name, but put them on the field. Let them run against each other. I guarantee you, or I'll put my money on Michael Vick. I think he still has a couple of years in him. And to be in Atlanta and close out his career would be huge. I mean, this guy had it going on when he was in Atlanta. But the dogfighting thing just turned his whole world upside down. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And to be honest with you, Michael Vick had been fighting dogs even before he got to the pros. You know, they got magazines and stuff for him when he was on the campus at Virginia Tech, walking with his pit bull. So he's always been into these dogs. All right? And so dog fighting was something that he'd been doing for a long time. So when he got into the pros and started making money, all money does is enhance what you're already doing. So that's what he did. And so, but, you know, regardless of that, that he's done his time, he's paid his price. Now, let's be serious. Let's bring Michael Vick back to Atlanta. And we all can make some cash. I mean, I won't make any cash, but I'm just saying the team, him, the city, everybody can make some cash. Because I believe that people would come from near and far to just see Michael Vick in a Falcons uniform. Can y'all imagine the first game? And I'm good at this. Let me draw this out for you. Imagine the first game in Atlanta. I don't care, preseason, first regular season game or whatever. And got a full house because they know Michael Vick is on the team. So you got 80,000 people in the Georgia Dome waiting. And they're there early because they know that they're going to introduce him. And then, you know, after the visiting team comes on the field, then here comes all the smoke, and here come the Falcons coming out the locker room through the smoke and without Michael Vick. And then, all of a sudden, out of the smoke, here comes number 7. All right, that would blow the house down. That would blow the house down. Even though he probably wouldn't play, Well, preseason he probably would play. But even though he probably wouldn't play, still just the possibility of him being here, getting in the game, is just awesome. Now, if we're up by 20, okay, which hardly ever happens with the Falcons, but if we're up by 20 and the crowd start cheering, "We want Vic. We want Vic." You know what's going to happen. Ah, Mike, put your helmet on. Oh, my goodness. And so, you know, that's me. I'm sorry. I'm getting up. I'm getting worked up about this. But I believe that that could happen. And that would be huge for this gigantic city of Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta is a huge city. We need something. We need something to pump this crowd up, to pump these people up in Atlanta. Something. I mean, we need something to pump these people up, and that would be the ideal, the straight up ideal thing to do to bring Michael Vick back to Atlanta. Man, that would be headlines all over the United States. Michael Vick back in Atlanta. I mean, now you're gonna have your haters out there. You're gonna have people in the stands with their signs and, you know, dog killer, all this old crap, you know. But it's only a few of them. Okay? They'll probably get in a shouting match in the stands with some other fans, and next thing you know, they get thrown out of the game. So we don't care about them. Okay? And it's not that I'm not compassionate for animals, for dogs. I'm a dog lover. But the man paid his dues. He did everything that the system asked him to do. Now, we need him to come back to Atlanta and push this team. I know we're not going to the Super Bowl, whatever, yada, yada. But, man, that would bring some serious excitement to the city. Serious, serious excitement. And you know, when we go to the game and we get there early and we tailgate and we drink from 8 in the morning to noon right before we go into the game, we eat and we drink before we go into the game. We have so much fun on those Sundays. It's just amazing. And if you have never experienced being at the game, tailgating at the game in the parking lot, and then going into the game, watching the game, then coming out of the game, and we won the game, and then you sit there and you tailgate more while all these people get out of your way and get out of the parking lot and go home. I mean, it's tailgating before the game, and it's tailgating after the game. Okay? That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of tailgating. You tailgate before the game, and then you come out, and you sit up again, and you tailgate after the game. And then you go home. It's a great experience. If you've never have experienced it, it's a great, great experience. So let's entertain. Let's help. I'm going to make a phone call tomorrow. I'm going to send, I think I might send a fax. I think that'll be better, is to send a fax to the Atlanta Falcons office. All the facts is gonna say in big bold letters, let's bring back Vic. That's all it's gonna say. Let's bring back Vic. And if you guys could also send a fax, and I'll do this. I should look up the number now. If I had an assistant, I could have my assistant. My assistant could be looking up the fax number right now, and I could give out the fax number, and each one of you guys could, you could handwrite it on a piece of paper in bold letters and send the fax out to the Falcons and say, bring back Vic. Man, imagine just them getting just 2,000-3,000 facts saying that. Okay? He said, man, what in the world? Another fax? Hey, another fax is coming through. And it says, bring back Vic. And hey, another fax is coming through. What in the world going on today? Okay, the people in the office to me. Hey, another fax is coming through. I've never gotten this many faxes in a day. Oh, crap. Guess what? Another fax. I mean, you'll be there all night. Faxes is just coming about Michael Vick. What would happen? What would happen? Think about that. What would happen if the Atlanta Falcons brought Michael Vick back to the city of Atlanta? Hey, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. Thank you for tuning in. Now, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday, right? Free Fall Friday. All lines will be open for you guys to call in, and we can talk about whatever you want, okay? Because it's Free Fall Friday. Any subject, whatever you want to talk about. Again, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.